You're listening to Youth Radio's Audio Pen Pals. This is a collaboration between WFHB's Youth Radio in Bloomington, Indiana, and KDNK's Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, or ASYEP, in Carbondale, Colorado. Participants from both programs were paired up to share their experiences and ask questions about each other. Now you'll hear a series of four audio pen pal messages. Today's episode features Lena from Youth Radio and Charlie from ASYEP. Hey Charlie, it's Lena. Thanks for getting back to me. I do really like online school, and it's very different from the average online school experience during quarantine. I don't have to stay on Zoom calls all day. I only have to attend one call for each class and once per quarter. I still have lots of time to interact with other people. I enjoy it more because I can choose my own schedule and friends, especially because I'm friends with a lot of homeschooled students. After I graduate, I'm going to take a gap year to focus on my job and friends, while also earning a few college credits at my own pace. What are your graduation plans? You said you enjoy video game stories, and one of my favorites, Fallout, also discusses the impact of war, specifically of resource and nuclear war. I'm no history buff, but I really enjoy stories about corrupt governments and dystopias. You also mentioned comic books. I read a lot of DC, though I don't usually like superhero stories. I enjoyed reading Catwoman and a horror series called American Vampire, which is written by Stephen King and Scott Snyder, and drawn by Raphael Albuquerque. I really like the art from both of those series. I'm curious if you prefer the DC or Marvel universe, if you like either of them at all. As for other stories, a memorable D&D session I had was during a one-shot, or one-time game. I don't even remember the main plot, only when our group of about 6 to 8 people were standing in the rain in front of a lake looking for a monster. Someone had a spell or something that said if they were married, they and their partner would have an increased AC. AC means armor class, and the higher it is, the more resistant the character will be to attacks. So, we all decided to marry each other in the rain and refer to each other as spouse for the rest of the game. It was pretty silly. If you haven't played any tabletop RPGs, do you prefer playing multiplayer or single-player video games? You asked if I had any songs that remind me of the first time I heard it, and there's not a specific one I can think of, but rarely, I create a music video in my head for a song, and every single time I listen, I can imagine it vividly. I also like listening to music while in nature. It's a nice contrast of technology and serenity, especially when riding my bike to work. In January, after I sent my first message in December, I got a job as the youth radio coordinator here at WFHB. I really enjoy working so closely on the program and doing different things than when I volunteer as a DJ. I've helped with managing our Discord server, planning events, teaching skills to new DJs, editing podcasts, and making clean versions of songs. I haven't worked much on my own music lately, but I really want to learn how to play bass and be in a band. My dad still practices with his high school band, yes, and they've played a few live gigs. He used to keep me awake on school nights, mixing songs and practicing long after 10 p.m. Speaking of late nights, do you enjoy taking over your dad's show? And do you plan to do it long term? Do you ever have friends on it as guests? And do you have any advice for co-hosting? I hope you've had a nice spring break and that I'll hear from you again soon.
Hi, Alina. I've been visualizing my graduation plan since at least a year ago, smiling on the daydreams in earnest. The moment I graduate, I'll be taking raft guide training so I can get a full-time rafting job at the company I've been with since the beginning of my career. I've been guiding boats for some time, but soon it will be professionally. With the money I'll gather from that, my other jobs, the scholarships I hope to win, and, loans. I'll be going to Colorado Mesa University to study film and animation and take part in the theater program, which just received a brand new Broadway-quality theater. Are you intending to major in anything, or just taking classes you're interested in, being a lifelong student? I've actually started a new playthrough of New Vegas, and I'm still finding things I've never seen before, even after the hundreds of hours I played it. I love corrupt government stories, too, my favorite being Metal Gear Solid, where a shadow government controlling the world through information control becomes overtaken by AI, which forces the world into an endless proxy war to fuel the war economy. I've been trying to find oldish Batman comics, as he's my favorite superhero, but I've only found luck getting The Dark Knight Returns. Not a bad start to Batman comics, at least. My family used to be heavy Marvel fans, watching every Marvel movie the weekend they came out. But that ended after Endgame, where I didn't care much for the slop they're churning out now. At this point, I'd have to say I prefer DC, but Batman is just about the sole reason for that. Stephen King wrote a comic book? Has he done anything else with DC? I used to be in a D&D club at my school, and we actually tried out a Fallout homebrew campaign using our classic D&D characters. We attempted to blow up a dragon with an H-bomb, but obliterated ourselves in the process, somehow sending us into West Coast Fallout. A pretty good highlight was a time we came across a Deathclaw, and because I was a little upset that everyone's first response to enemies was combat, when there are so many more creative ways, I convinced them to let me deal with it by reasoning with it using animal speech. I said, "Oh, you don't want to eat us. Why, we have a lovely roast chicken in my friend's bag over here." He did not have one. But one nat 20 turned an oil painting into a whole chicken as I threw it miles and miles away. We did not see that Deathclaw again. Do you prefer combat or those kinds of clever workarounds for enemies? I have enjoyed taking El Viaje, and just about everyone I know who's heard my show love it. But I have been feeling its fatigue, and with my new job this summer, I can't be sacrificing my Sunday mornings to Saturday nights anymore. I used to have my friend Parker on for some of my Andy Zanka shows, and she is always great to have on, but I can't get anybody with me for my midnight slot. When you do have someone with you for a show, it's a great idea to have designated roles based on your position in the booth, one operating mics and audio levels, the other selecting and cueing music. Also, make sure your partner knows your computer has a touchscreen before they accidentally tap it and take the music to a screeching halt. I really love audio editing, too. I like being able to control the pacing of the story being told. Do you like editing? Have any tips for that? Been lovely talking to you, Lena. Hope to do it again. Charlie.
That's all for this exchange between Lena and Charlie. Tune in to WFHB or KDNK to hear more audio pen pal messages.